Good morning. This is Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency, bringing you the USDA report for this week. There will be a farmland leasing meeting sponsored by ISU Extension next Tuesday, August 5th, at the Extension office here in Audubon. That office is located at 608 Market Street, which is right next to or across the street on Highway 71 from West Central's grain bins. This meeting is open to all persons interested in obtaining the latest information on farmland leasing arrangements and values. The meeting will begin at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it's expected to last approximately till noon. Shane Ellis, the ISU Farm Management Specialist for the West Central region of this state, will be presenting information on current land values, rental rates, and trends and projections on how values and rents might change in the coming years. The cost for the meeting is $20 if you are pre-registered by this coming Monday, August 4th, by the end of the day, or $25 per person that day without any pre-registration. Attendees will receive a farmland leasing handbook with reference and resource materials. Farmland owners and renters are both encouraged to attend to gather information to help them in making successful management decisions for cash rent in the coming years. Remember the date next Tuesday, August 5th, at the ISU Extension office here in Audubon, beginning at 9 o'clock. If you plan to attend, RSVP to the Extension office by close of business Monday, August 4th. That number is 712-563-4239. I do plan to be in attendance as a representative from Farm Service Agency there to answer any of the questions that you might have about the timeline for the sign-up of our programs for 2014 and 2015 here at FSA. The 2014 County Committee nomination deadline is only 2 days away, and farmers and ranchers who want to select themselves or others as candidates for the FSA committee need to get their nominations submitted by tomorrow, Friday, August 1st, or submit that nomination by U.S. mail and ensure that it's postmarked effective as of Friday, August 1st. County Committee members deliver the FSA farm programs at the local level and make decisions needed to administer the programs in their own counties. If you would like to submit a nomination for yourself or someone you know who would make a good candidate, you may download the information form, the FSA 669A, online, or you can contact your local FSA office. In Audubon County, the election this year will be for producers in Local Administrative Area 1, which includes Oakfield, Exira, Audubon, and Greeley Townships, and is currently being served by Sherry Earlmeyer. And in Cass County, the election will be for producers in LAA 2, which includes the townships of Lincoln, Union, Messina, Edna, and Victoria. And this area is currently being served by Mike McDermott. For more information, please contact your local FSA office. In Audubon, that phone number is 563-4261. Extension 2, and in Atlantic, the number is 243-1377, extension 2. A reminder about our disaster programs, the LFP, or the Livestock Disaster Forage Program, provides assistance to eligible producers for grazing losses in 2012 and 13. The sign-up continues through January 30th of 15. However, payments not processed prior to October 1st will be reduced by the 7.2% due to sequestration enacted by Congress. We also have the LIP program, or the Livestock Indemnity, for producers who had eligible livestock losses due to adverse weather conditions in 2012, 13, or 14. The ELAP program for emergency assistance for livestock, for honeybees, and farm-raised fish provides assistance to producers of livestock, bees, and fish who suffered excessive losses due to disease, severe weather, lizards, and wildfires. TAP, or the Tree Assistance Program, provides assistance to orchardists and nursery tree growers to replant and rehabilitate crops damaged by natural disasters. These include the fruit, nut, and Christmas trees that are produced for commercial sale. Trees used for pulp or timber are not eligible. And the last one is the NAP frost freeze. This is for non-insurable crops that were affected by the frost freeze in 2012. It provides assistance to qualifying producers who did not have access to crop insurance for those crops, yet suffered losses to their bushes or their tree fruit crops due to that frost freeze in early 2012. Enrollment just opened up last week and is a very short window and closes September 22nd. This would be for like your apple trees, your pears, your cherries, and your aronia bushes. Vineyards for grapes that are grown on vines are not eligible for this program. I also want to remind producers today, the CRP participants who have managed in haying and grazing provisions added in their conservation plan can request approval to hay or graze CRP acreage now as of August 2nd. This begins the timeline for these haying and grazing activities for 2014. CRP participants must request the authorization to perform the managed haying and grazing and receive written approval prior to starting the activity. Payment reduction equal to 25% of the annual rental rate times the number of acres hayed or grazed will apply. Please call your administrative FSA office to obtain additional details about approving these acres for making hay or grazing them with eligible livestock. For more information and clarification on any of FSA's programs, always feel free to contact your local FSA office. Again, here in Audubon, the number is 563-4261, extension 2, and Atlantic, 243-1377, extension 2. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA report. Tune in next week at the same time for more updates.